WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, we all crave that feeling of calm, that sense of peace that washes over us when we step into a truly relaxing space. That sanctuary where stress melts away and we can just be ourselves, right? Well, guess what? Creating that haven doesn't require some mystical ritual or a lottery win. It's totally within your reach. We're diving into some stoic wisdom today, but don't worry, we're keeping it practical and real. It's about building a peaceful home environment, one small step at a time. First things first, let's talk about decluttering. Now, I know, the thought of tackling that mountain of stuff can feel overwhelming. But trust me, a clean and organized space does wonders for your mind. It's like hitting refresh on your entire vibe. Ever felt that sense of relief when you finally clear out that overflowing drawer? It's not just about aesthetics, it's about creating mental clarity. Think of it this way. Every item in your home has an energy, and clutter can create a chaotic energy field. When you declutter, you're essentially clearing the air for calm to flow in. Next up, let's talk about the power of intention. Before you even think about rearranging furniture or picking out a new throw pillow, ask yourself, what kind of feeling do I want this space to evoke? Do you crave a sense of serenity? Creativity? Maybe it's a mix of both. Setting an intention helps you make conscious choices about every element in your home, from the colors you choose to the scents you use. It's like designing your personal oasis. Now, I'm not saying you need to go full minimalist here. Personal touches are what make a house feel like a home, right? But try focusing on quality over quantity. Choose items that genuinely bring you joy and have meaning for you. Think about family heirlooms, souvenirs from your travels, or even a favorite piece of art. These meaningful objects will add warmth and personality to your space without feeling cluttered. Don't underestimate the power of nature. Ever walked into a lush garden and instantly felt your stress melt away? That's because nature has this incredible ability to soothe our souls. Bring the outdoors in with plants, flowers, or even natural materials like wood and stone. It can be as simple as having a small potted plant on your windowsill or adding a few sprigs of lavender to your bathroom. And lastly, let's not forget about sound. Ever been to a concert or a live performance where the music just transported you? Sound has this incredible power to shape our mood and create an atmosphere. Experiment with calming soundscapes, nature recordings, or even instrumental music. Create playlists that evoke the feeling of peace and tranquility. Okay, picture this. You're coming home after a long day, feeling stressed and drained. But as you walk through your front door, something feels different. The air is light and fresh, the space feels clean and organized, and there's a subtle aroma of lavender in the air. You take a deep breath and instantly feel your shoulders relax. You step into your living room, where soft music plays in the background, and you see a cozy corner with a comfy chair and a book waiting for you. That's the power of creating a peaceful home environment. So remember, building a peaceful haven is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, conscious choices every day that contribute to a calmer, more balanced life. Start by decluttering one drawer, setting an intention for your space, or adding a few plants. You'd be surprised at how these tiny tweaks can have a ripple effect on your entire well-being. Take what resonates with you from this episode, and remember, you are in control of creating the environment that best supports your mental fortitude. Now go out there and build your sanctuary. And don't forget to share your own tips and tricks for creating a peaceful home in the comments below. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.